سلام کعبه دلها حسین جان، سلام شمع ما فلها حسین جانم، حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا شفيع ذنوبنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه وبيانه، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
الله سبحانه وتعالى محمد
الحمد لله که این آیه آغاز شد با مغفرت بزرگ خدا. ان همیشه همه جای قرآن میخواید برید بخونید ببینید، میتونید ببینید بشارت قبل از نظارت می آید، بهشت قبل از جهنم هم می آید، مغفرت و رحمت همیشه قبل از عذاب هم می آید. این نشون میدهد که رحمت خدا سبحانه و تعالی اول است. Everywhere you wanna move around in the corners of the Holy Quran, you see always that the great glad news, glad tidings, the forgiveness and the mercy and the magnificent reward comes first. Before we go to any kind of punishment and chastisement and facing trouble and tough situations in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor and Rahim. And the Holy Quran, when it says Ghaffar, because it means more maghfira, more kind of forgiveness. It's not only a forgiver. This is the magnificent meaning of forgiveness. This would give us great hope and would let us live in a very beautiful and great hope with the wide mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just listened to the recitation. برادر داشت میخون بشیرا و نذیرا، نخون که نذیرم بعدش بشیرا اومد. بشیرا ام بشارت میری برای بهشت و نذارت و نذیرا آدم را میکشاند به سوی جهنم، به سوی عقاب و عذاب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take revenge from anyone. Those who usually takes revenge, who are they? In Farsi Mishé are the Sitam Garam, Zalimah, the oppressors and the aggressors and the tyrants. They do ghulm and they do aggression to their people because they are scared. Sitamgaran, ظلم میدهند، ظلم میکنند به مردم خودشون برای اینکه ترس دارند که جاشون بگیرند. ظلم میدهند برای اینکه ضعیفه، قوی نیستن. ما خیال میکنم که این ستمگر و این ظالم و این مثلا قویه، اون ضعیف. امام علی علیه السلام فرمودن که لا يحتاج الى الظلم الا الضعيف. اون که به ظلم حاجت داره مردی که ضعیف است، حتی اگر مثلا رئیس باشه، شاه و شاهنشاه هم باشه، وقتی که ظلم میکند برای اینکه ضعیف است میترسد که این آقا یا اون مردم بندازنش بیرون یا جاش بگیرن. سو دفاع میکند از مصلحت خودش، و خداوند سبحانه و تعالی مصلحت نداره که کسی بیاد جاش بگیره. سو درس نیست. سو برای چی ما ظلم کنیم؟ Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do the outrage or the wrongdoing or the dhulm. We start with forgiveness, we start with mercy, we created this human being not to punish him or to send him to hell. We created everyone so he can find himself or his road toward alami kamal, toward the world of completion, through original Islam. We want everyone to win and succeed in this life. The Holy Quran, the Holy Imams, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, they want us to live in heaven, in here, before we go to heaven in the next life. There's one verse in the Holy Quran that says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ سِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. O Prophet, you are calling upon all these people to that straight path, straight path. And that straight path is so sharp, so it's heavy duty. It's not easy, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the energy and the power and the knowledge and the will, so we can pass this hard test and this sharp line. They tell us that in the heaven there is a sirat mustaqim. Unhoi ki as sirat rad mishan digir in homiran be behesh. But un sirat khayli basan sharp. But boyad sirat al mustaqim as sirat in zindagi rad bishin ke ba'dan az un sirat rad bishin bi joy digir. اگر تونستیم ان شاء الله پیروز شدیم اینجا در این زندگی بر مقابل تعلیمات الشیاطین, if we are able to stand up and to face with moral power and with our smartness and with all the tools that we have learned from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, if we were able to conquer the attempts and the seductions of the shayateen, and we can do it, we are able to cross that sharp line in the next life. Because Prophet said, "Inna li kulli insanin shaytanu." Every insan, har insan shaytanu khudish dare. Keep yad, nishunish bide injo injo. As roha behesh beverish birun. Every insan, har insan shaytanu khudish dare. بس خدا سبحانه وتعالى قوت داد به این انسان که غلبه کند اون شیطان قوت داد ان هدیناه السبیل we have guided this insan we have guided everybody so they can face with full power the attempts and the works of a shaitan but Some of them told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam If everyone has his own shaitan if everyone has his own shaitan there's not only one shaitan in the world too many shaitan and everyone has two angels and one two angels to guide him and one shaitan to entice him And he has the power and he has the will to make the decision that he wants. Goes this way or goes that way. So they told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, أَوَلَكَ أَنْتَ شَيْطَانُكَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ If every insan has his own shaitan, do you have your own shaitan, ya Rasulullah? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. I had my own shaitan, but I made him surrender to me, and I made him Muslim. He couldn't do anything, he could not function. Some of the shayateen, they cannot function in the presence of Iman. He cannot function when you are powerful in your spirituality. But if you are so weak in spirituality and in Iman and in morality, That shaitan is going to find his way to you and his way to me. So I have to use the weapon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for me to fight with it for my right in this life. All the enticings and the seductions of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning said, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ I am the one that would give that magnificent reward and forgiveness. But this magnificent reward and forgiveness would be given to those people that they meet these requirements and these conditions. There are some conditions so we can get this maghfirah. You have to do the essay. You have to pass the exam so you can get A plus or you can get A minus or B plus or B minus. There's an exam in this life. We have to work for it and we have to pass it. Then we can get the reward. B plus or B minus, doesn't matter. Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, they are infallible, they are spotless, they are sinless, and they are qualified to get A plus. But if we didn't get A plus, at least let us get good number. Let us get B at least. Maybe C plus would work. C plus would work. Ala wa innakum la taqdiruna ala dhalik. Imam Ali alayhi as-salam told us what he does in his life. How he acts against the aggression of this life and the beauty of this life at the same time. How he uses the beauty of this life. How he does not, salamullahi alayhi, fall in the hands of a shaitan. Imam Ali Azami says, you cannot do whatever I am doing, what I can do, but do at least something. Prevent yourself from doing the haram. And do what is wajib on you. And this is a jihad by itself. You don't have to carry a machine gun or a knife to do a jihad here and there. You can carry a good kind of brain. Use your mind very well. Use your iman very well. Use your Islam very well. And go ahead in life. And try to conquer those seductions and the enticements of shaitan. There's one guy, he came from a Bedouin life. They told him, who is more powerful? Who is more powerful? The king of Russia, or the king of Persia, or the king of Yunnan? Kudumjum kawitare. Shahanshahi Yunnan or Shahanshahi Iran? در اون وقت ما میگیم دو تاشون قوی هستن، لکن کدومشون قوی تر از یک معلوم نمیشه. این شاهنشاه، اون هم شاهنشاه، شاهنشاه با خودش، خودش با خودش قویه. کدومشون قویه؟ اون بدون گای، اون آقایی که از صحرا اومده، گفت دوتاشون قوی نیستن. قوی تر از هر دوتا اون یکی که غلبه داره بر شهوت خودش و غضب خودش. وقتی که غضب میکنه باید خودش را کنترل کنه. اگر میتواند خودش را کنترل کنه، این شاهنشاه. شاهنشاهان نمیتونن خودشون را کنترل کنن. Which one is more powerful? The king of Persia or the king of Greece? The man said, that one who can control himself and his carnal desire, and that one who can conquer his own anger, this is the real king. You don't have to be king. All those kings, they cannot control their carnal desire. And they cannot control their anger. And they kill left and right to defend their own personal interests. But someone who does not defend his personal interests in a bad way, he is the real king. So we have four conditions to get to the real forgiveness and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them, before we go to that forgiveness, we have four things. First of those requirements, وَإِنِّي لِغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ. First of all, someone who had corrupted his life very well, and he should do some kind of cleanup. What he should go for? Like somebody who is watching, who is on his screen of his laptop. You have to take out all those corruptions, all those words that they corrupted that page, take everything out and start clean. You have to make restart in your life. Every day, why not? Why not every day we go for tawbah if we did something, and let us go for a real kind of repentance of tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we did trouble in here, and we did trouble in here, and we did good in here, and good in there, there's something mixed. And you cannot put the bad apple, the old apple, with the fresh apple in the same basket. You need to start over and start filling that basket with some fresh and new kind of apples. This is a tawbah. Wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, التائب عن الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. Someone who would make a tawbah from that work, from that sin, from that guilt, he would be coming like, he will be turning like somebody like he didn't do any sin at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ghaffar. قابل التوب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon us to him, to his forgiveness and to his mercy. that come with tawbah, don't continue to do trouble and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next life, in the day of judgment, is gonna forgive us. This is something called, this is a major sin. A major sin. Ayatollah Dastghayb called this is a major sin, and it's major. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam told us those two major sins, al-ya'as min rahmatillah wal-amin min adabillah. Al-amin min adabillah, if I feel, I wanna tell myself, I wanna convince myself that mashallah, I'm in good condition, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not gonna punish me, and I'm in full security, and let me do it my way, let me do what I'm doing right now, and I will turn in the next life, in the day of judgment, I will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven me. Good. You have to have great hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but don't do this hope without acting, without actually doing something in your life. Just dependent on the hope by itself. This is amnun min adab Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the chapter of Al-Zilzilah, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. So the smallest item of good deed, we're going to see as good result in the day of judgment. And the smallest item of bad deed, we're going to see as bad result in the day of judgment. So we cannot give ourselves like a full security that mashallah, we are so secured from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to work. We cannot do it like the other Christians in our life. When we go to them, to their society, they say like this, that Jesus Christ washed their sins. I can't understand it. How Jesus Christ would wash somebody's sin before he came to life? How? Somebody who did not do anything yet and his sin is forgiven already. It doesn't work. One of the friends the other day, he told me, can I do Salat al-Subah? For example, downtime, Fajr time, is for example 5 o'clock. The man told me, can I do Salat al-Subah at 3 o'clock? I told him, you cannot do Salat al-Subah at 3 o'clock. Because at 3 o'clock is not wajib on you. You can do Salat al-Layl, okay, 2 rak'ah, 4 rak'ah, 6 rak'ah, 8 rak'ah, you can do that one. But you are not obligated to do Salat al-Subah for Tuesday Fajr until that Fajr appears. You're not gonna do Salat al-Subah before that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not recommend that we do the prayer of Sunday, the coming Saturday and Sunday today. We cannot do that. And in the same time, something that we did not do, sins that we did not commit in our life, they're not gonna be forgiven. They are not there. They are not there at all. So there is no way to say that our sins are forgiven. The Christians, they tell their followers, just come on Sunday and stay on that church and behave and you will be all right. And whatever you do after that, Jesus is going to forgive you. We don't have like this. We have similar to Jesus, because we believe that Jesus Christ in Islam is more respected than any other religion followers in the world. We respect Jesus Christ, Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, as we do respect our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we do respect all the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adam, wa Ibrahim, wa Musa, wa Isa, wa Muhammad, all of them, all the prophets, they represent one message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to act. We have to do righteous work in our life. In 15 and more verses in the Holy Quran, we have it like this: الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. We don't have just only iman. I believe in God, and this one is gonna save me from the severe punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't do anything. I have to have amal in my life. That's why the second requirements and the second conditions would appear in here. First at Tawbah, let us delete that bad screen in my computer, and I start over with Tawbah. Atubu ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I take out all the troubles, and I start over with Iman. I have to have Iman and Amal Saleh. Amal Saleh without Iman, it doesn't work. It doesn't function. And Iman without Amal Saleh also doesn't function. Like the plane flies in the space with two wings, we have to fly in the space of this life with two wings. The Iman from this side and the Amal Saleh from the other side. This is a good thing. So as far as we come this way, we are in good condition. We are okay, in good position, mashallah. So we have Tawbah and we have Iman, of course. الإيمان بالله سبحانه وتعالى والإيمان برسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and الإيمان بولاية محمد وآل محمد. وهذا هو العرفان. يعني عرفان إيه؟ You have to have إيمان بالله سبحانه وتعالى وعلم وعلم معرفة بعلم الله سبحانه وتعالى. يعني some amount of knowledge we know, but we don't know too many things. Alhamdulillah, that whatever Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam gave us good amount of knowledge. If we do follow it, we will be in good shape and a great shape. If al-irfan is to be in touch, is to be attached to the school of thought of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salamullah alayhi wa sallam. So we have Tawbah and we have Iman and we have Amal Saleh, and there's another one that comes in the end. Thumma Ihtada. What is that one? I think it's enough. When we have Tawbah, it's great, good thing. We start over. And after that, when we have Iman, this is good. And when we have Amal Saleh, that's wonderful. It's complete vision now. Alhamdulillah. But what is Thumma Ihtada? Then he was guided. Then he was guided. He tells me something in here. That if you want to be awarded with diploma from the high school, you have to follow the syllabus of that high school. If you pass the test or all the tests, if you read all the books outside the school, outside that high school, in your own house, if you are not registered, and you are not following the syllabus of that high school, and you come in the day of the test, and you pass that test without following the syllabus and the qanun of that school, you are not going to be awarded with diploma. You are not. Because you are not registered in that school. You have to be registered. So this is Thumma Ihtada. You remember Shaykh At-Tijan al-Samawi? He had written a book, a beautiful book, that is now translated to 30 worldwide languages. That book is Thumma Ihtadayt. Then I was guided. All these kind of tawbah, and that Iman, and that Amal Saleh, if it was not signed, and sealed by Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, it would be shaken in the day of judgment. It would be shaken. So Thumma Ihtada, Imam al-Saliq alayhi salam said, then he was guided to the wilayah Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi alayhi. Our Islam should be taken from this school. From the school of Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem. Because Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam, they are Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem. If Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem infallible, Ahlul Bayt, they are infallible. Qur'an Al-Kareem is spotless, Ahlul Bayt, they are spotless. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam made Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam equal to Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem. Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem until now is still challenging the world and everyone. In every place, every location, every time. until the day of judgment, still challenging if anyone could bring up one similar ayah to the verses of the Holy Quran, one similar surah to the chapters of the Holy Quran, one similar volume to the Holy Quran itself, well, let us come and show us the proof. There's no way, no way. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَى وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Surely, this Holy Quran guides to what? To that is firm. To that is firm. And gives glad tidings to those mu'mineen. Who are those mu'mineen? الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who do righteous work. Tell me about the time. Maybe we're gonna finish in maybe in 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Aisha herself, they ask her this question about Ali ibn Abi Talib. What you can tell us about Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam? She said, Ali al-Quran, Ali al-Quran, al-Quran al-Natiq. So you have the silent Quran and you have the talking Quran. Al-Ajeeb. If you don't follow the talking Quran, how you want to understand something from the silent Quran? Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they are the true interpreters of the Holy Quran. Without them, we cannot find our guidance very clear and very pure from the Quran Kareem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إني تارك فيكم الثقلين كتاب الله وعترة أهل البيت. Because he knows. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what's going to be happen after his life, after his departure, that they are going to attack first the house of the Prophet. If they do attack the house of Fatima alayhi salam, this is the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Because Jibreel in the time of the revelation, when he used to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to come to Ahlul Bayt sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the gate of Ahlul Bayt, through the gate of Fatima herself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Assalamu alaykum ya Ahl Bayt al-Nubuwa, and he will enter to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time, Jibreel would come to the Prophet, he would not visit him in China or in somewhere Russia, let's go to Russia or anywhere else. He will visit him in his house. One time, took him to that ascension, to Isra wal Mi'raj. One time, it happens. One time. But not every time. But every time he was revealing into the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when he used to visit him in his house. If you go to Hajj, and if you go to Al-Madinah Munawwara, you can see that gate in there. They said the gate of Jibreel. The gate of Jibreel. This is the place. This is the gate that Jibreel used to take it and to use it to go to Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. To Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Inni tarikun fikum al-thaqalayn. There was one Sunni alim, Imam Jum'ah, in Algier. You know, they take good care of Salat al-Jum'ah. The capacity of Salat al-Jum'ah is full, yeah, all the time. But this guy, all the time, when he comes to this hadith, he switch and he says, إني تارك فيكم الثقلين. I'm leaving among you the two valuables. كتاب الله وسنتي. He doesn't mention أهل بيتي. He says سنتي. The Holy Quran and my sunnah. There was a guy in there. He told him, okay, you are telling us كتاب الله وسنتي. All the time, the Holy Quran and sunnati. Haven't you heard in the history that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said أهل بيتي? My household, my family members, have you ever heard about this one in the history? You read it in the history? He said, yes, yes, I read that hadith. It's mentioned in there. Kitab Allah an atrati and Ahl Bayti. The guy told him, so why don't you mention it one time in your Salat al-Jum'ah? At least say it all the time. Kitab Allah Sunnati. Kitab Allah Sunnati. What, you wanna kill the history of Ahlul Bayt? You wanna kill the history of Islam? You wanna kill the history of the infallibles? Why don't you mention even one time wa'idrati Ahlul Bayti? The man said, I know what you mean, but let me tell you one thing. This is what we used to do in our life, and we are following our leaders. So we cannot change it. This is the sunnah. You see? This is the sunnah. The sunnah means the way of life. We are used to this one, and we are going for this for the duration of the journey of our life. We cannot change it. We cannot change it. Even if we do know that this hadith, wa'idrati, included, wa'idrati included very strongly in that hadith. Myself, I was in Egypt, in Cairo. And Cairo is almost 100% some Shia, that they cannot function in an open life. Some Shia. When you go to the shrine of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam in Egypt, you see that hadith is written in a very old type of written. Inni tarikun fikum al-thaqalayn kitab Allah wa itrati ahl bayti. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi in Egypt. And they could not take it out. It's still there. But the same Imam al-Jum'ah of that masjid, when he goes to this hadith, he says, Inni tarikun fikum al-thaqalayn kitab Allah wa sunnati. Why he does not read the hadith that is printed in a very old type of written in the shrine of Sayyidina Zainab, just behind the wall? Behind the wall. Ajib, they are used to it. Well, we are used to love Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. And we are used to follow Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. And we are not going to change our way in life. This is what we are. And we are going to live, inshallah. Nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An yumitana ma mata Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Wa an yuhyina hayata Ali ibn Abi Talib. Salamullahi alayhi. We want to live the life of Ali and Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn and Al-A'imma salamullahi alayhi majma'in. And we want in the same time today to die the way that they died, salamullahi alayhim, in the state of iman, in the state of Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. O you who do believe, it's good enough. Taqullah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haqqa tuqatih. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And do not die, but on the state of Islam. On the state of Islam. This is our life, and we're going to continue with it, inshallah. And we are not going to leave those two banners and those two rich sources, Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Wa inni laghaffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive you. Forgive those ones who are using the tawbah, and they have iman, and they have righteous work, and they follow the banner and the teachings and the preachings of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. أيها الإخوة والأخوات أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
سلامك يا بي دلها حسن جان سلام شام ما فلها حسن جان حسن جان حسن جان حسن جان حسن جان حسن جانم حسین جانم سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنم سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنم سلام ای رهبر والا حسین جانم سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای زاده زهرا حسین جان باشم همیشه بلبن نام تو باشم همی گویم که ای مولا حسین زامنم قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم کنم برپا ازا یست را حسین زامنم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
سلام کعبه دلها حسین جانم سلام کعبه دلها حسین جانم سلام شمع من فلها حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
سلام ای باب رحمت باب جانم سلام ای باب رحمت باب جانم سلام ای رهبر والا حسین جانم سلام ای میوه
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم همی گویم که قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم کنم برپا ازا یت را حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین